Now you have another one here. My, we've got a lot of solos here. And there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age. By the way, I can't refrain from saying this. There are those that say the 10 lost tribes are 10 lost tribes. If you go through the Bible from the time they returned after the captivity, you can pick up practically all the tribes. Here's the tribe of Asher. Evidently, Anna didn't get lost. She was of the tribe of Asher, and that's supposed to be one of the 10 lost tribes. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. She was a widow of about 84 years. I don't think she'd been a widow that long. She's 84 years old, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. And she gave thanks. I don't have her song here. I don't have the music, but she sang here as you can see. Now we're told, and Dr. Luke just passes over what Matthew tells us about going down into Egypt. Because you see, the coming of the wise men does not fit into Luke's gospel. You say, why? Well, who was it that the wise men came to see? The ideal of the Greek race? Of course not. They came, and their question made it clear. Where is he that's born king? We're looking for a king. Matthew presents him as the king. Dr. Luke presents him as the perfect man. And notice how he'll carry out his purpose even at this point. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. Now, he entirely omits the fact that they went down into Egypt. Does that mean they didn't go down into Egypt? No, it just means that Dr. Luke is writing for a purpose, Matthew writing for a purpose. And if you just let these writers alone and let them tell what they want to tell you and listen to them, you'll learn a great deal more than listening to the critics, I can assure you. Now, will you notice verse 40? And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Who is Luke presenting? The perfect man. Dr. Luke would naturally want to look at the boy. He was not only the obstetrician, he's the pediatrician here. And he says the child grew, and he waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. How did he grow? Will you notice? He grew physically. He waxed strong in spirit, spiritually, filled with wisdom, mentally. He grew mentally, spiritually, and physically. And the grace of God was upon him. That's the story of Luke.